Hello, my name is Dr. John H. Braccio, psychologist, director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, Michigan. I'm most satisfied that you've determined to listen to our latest podcast or on CD entitled Positive Outlook Can Turn Your Unhappy Life Around. For just a little background information on myself, I've been a practicing psychologist since 1978, been the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing since 1981, have a history that includes teaching in the public schools, administrator in the public schools, taught a number of graduate and undergraduate classes at Michigan State University, did consulting and management work with the state of Michigan, and, as I said before, have been in private practice as a psychologist since 1978. And over these many decades and years that I've worked with thousands of persons, I found so many people, countless numbers of people, that their outlook, an unhappy outlook, so destroys and devastates what otherwise could be really good, happy lives. And that's where I came up with this particular podcast or CD format, depending on how you're listening to it, that is entitled Positive Outlook Can Turn Your Unhappy Life Around. And just before I get into this, our website is drjohnb.com. Pretty simple, isn't it? Just drdoctorb.com. I think I'll begin this by giving an example of a question answer that I have put on our website. And it's a question that was given to me by a person who certainly has a negative outlook. Let me just read this to you. I'm a difficult person to be with, Dr. Braccio. I always have been, particularly when I've been drinking. I have two sons, ages 4 and 5, that I dearly love. I need to be less critical of myself and the men I date so I can find a good partner to share our lives. Every man I date eventually tires of my controlling and often sarcastic personality. I also am very aggressive verbally. I've run off some good ones. What can I do to change? Well, part of the answer here is the same as it would be to anyone that wants to change and is negative. First of all, we have to believe it. We have to believe that we can be positive. We have to believe that we can change. We have to choose to be unhappy. And we have to constantly reinforce the positive in ourselves. Now, in this particular person, what I responded to her, and they would be constant for anyone who has a negative outlook and is doing negative, really destructive things to themselves and everyone they encounter. One needs to develop a more tolerant and positive outlook. I don't care who we are, we have to really try to be positive. We have to try to be tolerant. We have to really understand people, because if we don't watch out, we can fight with everyone. Everyone is going to let us down, even if they don't mean to. There can be something as simple as just a disagreement, or people miscommunicate. So being tolerant and positive is really critical. And if you're a controller, if you're a sarcastic person, and if you're aggressive verbally, these can really turn people off. On the other hand, if you're passive aggressive, don't really say what you're thinking, but you kind of sabotage relationships, this is negative. The solution to both is the same. Be positive. Look for the good. Learn to relax. Just relax. Just smell the roses. or something like relaxing, breathing in and breathing out. Just doing this over and over. For thousands of years, human beings have just relaxed by breathing in and breathing out, and even counting and just taking your mind off things and trying to be positive and looking for positive things. My mother always said, the optimist and pessimist have the same frequency of air, but the optimist is so much happier. Join that crowd. Join the optimistic, positive crowd. And when you're relaxing and you're keeping calm and you're trying to keep negative thoughts out of your mind, you're going to better understand people. You're going to treat them better. And in the process, you're also going to be treating yourself well. And the example I gave you of the mother, ages 4 and 5, she says she dearly loves them, but she's very critical of herself, which also means she's very critical of the children, because I did talk to her, and it's something that she knows she has to watch. And if you're going to be dating someone or living with someone, interacting with someone on a regular basis, you do have to try not to control them. You know, people in many ways are like roses, like gardens. They need to be tended to. They need to be treated with caring. But they don't need negativity. They don't need controlling. And they don't need to be put down. I've always found name-calling, sarcastic statements just really turn-offs. And so should you if you hear them and if you say them. And some good rules to try to live by. Try to accept the differences of others is legitimate and even positive. Don't look for flaws in others and demean them. Don't hold grudges after you solve or you try to solve a problem. And accept that some disagreements do not have a solution. Examples relate to religion, some parenting methods, or things as basic as movies, television programs, or favorite foods. And always know that if you really want to change and you want to be a winner in life, you can kind of go by what Walt Disney said. The difference in winning and losing is most often not quitting, meaning you don't give up. You really don't give up on yourself. And I think another one, we think of the early death of Michael Landon, who was really beloved by many persons, but it can be anybody who dies prematurely or even dies later in life. People don't say, I wish I'd worked more. I wish I'd stayed away from friends and family. No. His statement was, whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows, and that's true. And in terms of being positive, keep that in your mind. What good does it do for you to be negative, finding fault with people? And let's take this day. This is really the day you know you have to control. Yesterday's happened. We can learn from yesterday, but it's over. And we can't let it control our todays. Tomorrow, we can plan for it. We can do everything we can do to make it successful and happy. But we really don't know if that's going to be there. Because remember the saying, here today, gone tomorrow. We all know people, vibrant, alive. And then they die. It can be an accident, it can be an illness, it can just be the heart stops or something happens. So try to keep that in your mind. And work on being positive. Who wants to be remembered in a negative way? I remember many, many years ago talking to somebody who worked in an office. And the person that she worked for was a very negative person. He would tell them exactly on a break by the minute when they would have to begin working, when they would leave. And he wasn't a caring kind of a person. And then one day he died. And I remember making the comment, I felt bad, just a general statement, didn't know the person. And the person said, I feel bad when anyone dies, but in his case, the world is going to be better for a lot of people because of how mean and really just uncaring, no sensitivity, fault-finding, writing people up for anything, just a negative kind of a person. Who wants to be remembered that way? Because there's a difference between being a good manager, being a good human being, and having expectations for people, and being just mean, crude, and negativity. If you work under the assumption that people are negative, okay, that they're going to be doing things wrong, then you're going to be treating people that way, and you're not going to be happy, and certainly the people around you aren't going to be happy. Because remember, the goal that we're talking about in this particular talk I'm giving is a positive outlook can turn your unhappy life around. Let's get that you're unhappy out of this, okay? And William James, the very famous American psychologist, said, if you can change your mind, you can change your life. Let me say that again. If you can change your mind, you can change your life. Oh boy, that is really true. Because it's what you think is really who you are. Think of that sometime. It's what you think. It's who you are. And if you find a negative thing in every person you see, every experience you encounter, then what's going to happen? What is going to happen? You're going to be a very negative person. You're not going to be liked. And people certainly aren't going to like you. And I think seeking out someone to talk to, a close friend, confidant, a family member you trust, a family person that you have known, and someone that can be honest with you, even if you've not been close with them, this might be a time to reach out. And if not a family person or a friend, and there are some people and some of you that because of your unhappiness, you've just run everybody out. And there's really nobody that really wants to talk to you or be around you. People even want to stay away from you. In that case, I think seeking out counseling from a therapist who can help you manage your frustration, anger, and help you develop tolerance and empathy. I did say anger, because people that are really unhappy are angry. They're dissatisfied. They're frustrated. And that really carries over. And if we go back to the woman that I mentioned here, what a sad life. I don't know what happened really to the father. I just know when I talked to her, she just said that didn't go well and it had a lot to do with her. But there are these two children that she's having these issues with because she's so negative. She loves them. And she says she's even loved men she's dated over the years or really cared for, but she controls them, sarcastic, negative, and runs them off. Now, you may not be that extreme, but if you find that people really don't want to be around you, they ask how you are, but they really only want a one or two word response, and you find yourself being isolated, and people maybe making negative comments to you. And of course, this makes you even madder and more negative and more unhappy because people find fault with you and are mean-spirited with you. But remember, it is you. It is you who is creating a lot of this, because a lot of what we see back is a mere reflection of what we're giving off. And if you're negative, fault-finding, sarcastic, you're going to be getting that back. Some people will just stay away from you. And that's also a form of just unhappiness, dissatisfaction with you. But try to remember that you're mirroring. When you're looking out there and you see negativity and people finding fault with you And constantly, I'm not talking about there are unfair people in the world. I'm not talking about that. I'm speaking in general. If you're finding a negativity everywhere you go, if you're dating or if it's a spouse or it's a friend or it's a parent, it's a coworker, and they start over and over again having fault with you, and you're angry at them and making comments and your world is getting smaller and smaller, no, you have to stop that. Another thing you can try to do is learn to love yourself a lot. You know, the biblical saying, love thy neighbor as well as thyself, or love thy neighbor as thyself. That is so pivotal because, yes, we have to love our neighbor, and that's part of being tolerant, understanding. But if we don't love ourselves, we can't have good relationships with people. Because we will either be very disrespectful or lose ourselves in the process. And that's very negative too. No, we really very much so need to love ourselves. And another one, you yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. That's Buddha. Very similar, isn't it, to the biblical love thy neighbor as thyself? So Buddha and Christ, and I think a lot of great thinkers say the same thing. You have to love yourself and place yourself on equal footing with other people. And when you do that, when you love yourself and you're loving your neighbor, well, that is a good beginning to good relationships with people. The Good Samaritan, another biblical parable I've always liked. It wasn't the rabbi, wasn't the person assistant to the rabbi in the church. It was a good Samaritan, somebody who came along, helped the person that had been beaten, took them to an inn, paid some funds to the person, look after the person, and even said would come back and pay more to help the person. The good Samaritan, a person who does good deeds to be a good person. And I'll kind of put this into positive versus negative. If when you meet people, you try to be helpful, you try to be the good citizen, try to be the good example, you're going to find you're going to get a lot of that back. Or you're going to run into somebody who's negative, ironically, like yourself maybe. You're going to find people that use people. But as a whole, if you're a good, caring, loving person, as much as you can be, that mirror is going to come back and they're going to be people that really care, you know, care for you. So you really just have to really be working on positive, really positive thinking. Another thing is focus on active listening. This means you listen to what someone else says. You ask questions to resolve what you don't understand. And you respond in a civilized, constructive way. So many people don't do this. They want to argue, they want to debate, they want to find fault with, and they never have a good discussion. They can't, because they've never found out what's motivating the person, what has them upset, or what their concern is, or even what the conversation's about. And if you find that a lot of people, or some people are saying, oh, whatever, or you don't even know what I'm saying, or they start fighting with you and say, there you go again. Just start working on active listening. And if someone says, well, there you go again, say, what do you mean? Just tell me what you mean. Or you're really angry with me. You're really upset, aren't you? And then learn from that. And you're going to find you're going to have a lot better conversations with people when you really understand what they're saying and what they mean. And then admit when you're wrong. Oh, my. Oh, my. Admit when you're wrong. And you're going to find if you have a positive outlook on life, can certainly turn your life around. And part of it is admitting, I'm wrong. Honest contrition has mellowed countless angry hearts. And so if you're now on this change, if you're going to listen to my advice here, which is based on meeting with countless negative people over the years, not happy people. try to really look back and see when you've hurt or offended someone. And take a look at yourself from a distance, like getting off the stage of life and observing your role in it, where it's been, where it's going, of course, where you are today. But look and see where you may have hurt somebody. And even make contact, if it's a coworker, a friend, a family member, an ex-spouse, whatever it might be. Just say, you know, I'm wrong. I apologize. I'll try not to do it again. And something else, try to find at least one good thing to say about people you see every day or you see regularly. And you're going to find those people are going to be nicer to you, and they may very well be nicer people to themselves. So many people lead lonely, unhappy lives, and that could be you. So what you really want to do is find some good things. Find a good thing every day. Like, how are you today? Nice to see you. You look like you're ready to go. I like your hat. Whatever it might be, just try to find something. A compliment. So many people have no one paying them compliments. So many people aren't even noticed in the world. They just live in it. They come in as like a pebble into the ocean, and they leave the same way. No impact. Try to make people feel important. And you're not being deceitful. You're not being dishonest. You're just looking for positive things. You're going to find there's so many positive things that you can find, just like you can find so many negative things. Back to my mother's statement, the optimist and pessimist have the same frequency of error, but the optimist is so much happier. Join that crowd, okay? And this relates to being positive. Now, Mark Twain, the famous American humorist writer, said, I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened, okay? Now, that's really a good quote to go by. So much of what you worry about never happens. You worry someone might not be nice to you. You worry you might not get something. You worry about all kinds of things, and many of them never happen, particularly if you're a what-if person who catastrophizes things. No. And you're going to find if you can be mellow, kind of take life as it comes, you're going to be a lot happier. And if you have spirituality, that can help you. Certainly you may not, but if you have someone who believes in a greater force, a positive, loving force, and you can try to connect. It can be with a minister, it can be with a priest, it can be just with yourself, finding a spiritual reason. Why are you here? And try to find something positive that you can really have an impact. Don't let the world end in terms of your part in it with you not having been a positive force. Like I said, when people die, they don't say, golly, I wish I'd worked more. I wish I'd won more arguments. I wish that I'd stayed away from my family. I wish I'd made less friends. No, people don't do that at all. They wish they had done more things to enjoy life and have a positive impact on people, like Michael Landon. And the quote I said earlier, whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows, and that is true. And that is true. And spend every day being grateful for what you have in life. Don't focus on what you don't have. One of the things that I've found very interesting, if not even fascinating, is how people that seem to have so little can be so happy. And how people that have so much can be so unhappy. Remember the years I worked in Oakland County, Michigan, which is a well-to-do suburb of Greater Detroit, right? Did work. And I remember, as a psychologist, meeting with really very, very well-to-do people that really were not happy. Didn't matter what they had, what they could buy, didn't make them happy. That just was a very interesting experience. because I would spend a few days a week there for a number of years. And you think to yourself, happiness is really inside. Being positive is inside. It's really not outside. You have to find it in yourself. And the road to happiness is the road you're on right now. It's not some future time. If you're enjoying what you're doing, even if you're working hard, even if you're in school, if you're raising your family, you've got to find joy in that. That's one of the things in terms of talking to this particular woman. Well, she's looking at that. She's trying to be positive. She's trying to see the gifts, these children that have been placed in her care, whether from a spiritual, religious point of view, secular, humanistic life. Great opportunity. She can date. She can see people. She can try to find who she is. You can do the same thing. Yes. Yes, you can. And part of that is really being grateful for what you have, whatever it is. We all have some things. It can be as simple as the sun. It can be as simple as the air we're breathing. It can be as simple as a family member. It can be as simple as someone that said hello when you were in the grocery store. But it's trying to find the positive. Something else, cut out sarcastic comments completely. They're a form of a form of bomb throwing that will never be helpful to anyone. Sarcasm is really, I'll even call it evil. It's real negative, making these really negative, destructive statements. Won't help you, and it won't help anyone else. For example, if you wanted a friend to help you do something, you'd not yell at them and demand they help you. And this person, the mother in this case, the woman, that's what she was doing. Negative, finding fault, controlling. And a lot of people do that. Even if you don't go that far, it's the negativity. In life, we really want to have friends, people that are close to us. Like Cicero, the ancient Roman philosopher, writer, politician. When he said that a good friend is another you. And that is really true. And if you want a friend, you want to be happy, you have to be positive, you have to be caring. Because remember, a positive outlook can really turn your unhappy life around, the topic of what we're talking about today. And being happy and having a positive outlook really requires having some interactions with people. You really know people that like being alone, like fighting with people, like not having someone to call when they want to be joyful or if they feel bad. You want to be positive. You want to be a good friend. Something else to do is cognitive restructuring. This is very, very important. You probably have heard it sometimes. You've been around psychologists or reading psychological books, self-help. It's where you restructure what you're saying and you replace a negative statement with a positive statement. Example, I'm a loser. You go to, I'm a winner. There's nothing I like about Bill. You restructure it. I'm going to find something I like about Bill. And you're going to find in your life, you can start keeping track of it yourself. Look at everything you encounter in a day or the things you encounter and think about it. I remember my Uncle Glenn once said there are some people that are so negative that if you even say, isn't this a wonderful, sunny, warm day? They'll say, prove it, prove it. And the clouds are coming. There are people like that. It doesn't matter. So what you want to do is, we'll turn that one around. If all of a sudden you're thinking it's cloudy, It's windy. It's raining. It's chilly. It's all true. But in your own mind, you're saying, you know, the sky's going to get brighter. Sun's going to come out. It's going to be warm. And I'm waiting for that. But you have to be able, as a whole, to determine what you're thinking about. That is who you are. And the cognitive restructuring is very, very important. Because when that negative thought comes, here comes Mary, I don't like her, you have to turn that around. Here comes Mary. I'm going to be civil. I'll find some positive things. Now, there's some people you want to stay away from. That's true with anyone. There are toxic people in our lives. But if most people or all people you encounter are toxic or they end up being toxic, then again, look in the mirror, look at yourself, be honest. So you want to be cognitively restructuring these negative statements to make yourself positive. Now, what I've been talking about is a positive outlook. And the statement here again, the topic here, positive outlook can turn your unhappy life around. Now, one other element that I had mentioned about the woman, the beginning that I, the question that had written been written to me, I talked to the person. She made the comment about being difficult and always have been, but particularly when she's been drinking. You're going to find a lot of negative people rely inappropriately on legal or illegal substances. And drinking alcohol, particularly excessively, a lot of people will do that for depression if they're feeling depressed. They want to numb themselves. Those really aren't good reasons, because ultimately this is not good for you physically and emotionally. But if it brings out an evil side of you, a bad side of you, then really you just have to stop it. You have to control it, but stop it is better. And when you hear, you can read this anywhere, about the people that are addicted to prescription drugs, those are legal, even though many times people get them illegally. But we really have to watch this. And a lot of people that are unhappy and negative and have a very negative outlook on life, they drink too much, take too many pills, smoke too much pot, whatever it might be. Life has to be something of moderation. If you have a drink, that's one thing. If you take an anti-anxiety medication, if you're in an area where it's legal, smoking some pot, any of these things are not going to be a negative for you necessarily. What becomes negative is when we not only rely on these things, we inappropriately rely on them, and they take control of our life, and without them we can't exist. You know, if you want to be happy, you want to be in control, you have to really work on positive thinking and having a positive outlook. I've tried to mention some of these things here today, because you have to really love yourself. And that's really pivotal. Love yourself as well as someone else. Remember, I mentioned what Buddha had to say. You, yourself, as much as anybody in the universe, deserves your love and affection. Or the biblical, love thy neighbor as thyself. You have to realize you can change your mind. Remember William James, I mentioned the psychology. If you can change your mind, you can change your life. Spirituality can help you. Yes, it can, whether it's with a minister, priest, or with yourself. Finding your purpose in life, that can make you have some much more positive views. And if not that, from a secular humanistic point of view, find, why do you think you're here? What's your purpose? And I've never run into someone that ultimately, they really think about it and they begin doing it, doesn't see that making the world better for other people and helping other people, that that doesn't really help them, in addition to making the world better. Because if everybody does something nice for someone else, everybody's going to have something nice happen to them every day. Isn't that a positive thing? So you have to learn to love yourself more. You have to focus on active listening, where you really get the message. And you don't immediately become negative, destructive, saying things. Because remember, you can't take it back once you've said it. And admitting when you're wrong is pivotal. You want to find one good thing to find about someone every day. Being grateful for whatever you have, finding it, cutting out sarcastic comments. And always remember, life's unfair. There are many parts to it unfair. And I'm an active person to make the world better and make it more fair. On the other hand, part of your job has to be to make yourself happy, use the abilities you have, try to be helpful to others, because you really want to be happy. Isn't that really true? You really want to be happy. And in the case of the woman I talked about at the beginning, I think she's making some changes. I think she is. She admits she's a difficult person. That's admitting right there something wrong. And admitting it, wants to change, loves the children, but realizes she has to be more positive. In dating, she's going to try to be more resourceful. She claims she's not going to be drinking, making this as a major goal, and trying to find happiness. And in her case, a positive outlook, yes, can turn your unhappy life around. And I can give you many examples. That's just one that I've had from the past, one that I thought would be useful in my talk here today. So again, I'm happy that you've determined to listen to this. And again, this can be downloaded, the podcast, from our website at drjohnb.com. And our office number, it's 517 number 3320153. And again, my name is John Braccio, Dr. Braccio. That's B-R-A-C-C-I-O, Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, Michigan. And I just want you to know, again, I'm really happy you've listened to this podcast. And again, if you go to our office, we'll also have this on CD, but pretty easy in this day and age to just listen to it or just download it. It's a free load that we have there for you to download. So again, I certainly wish the best to you, and don't give up. And if you believe that you can be positive and you can have a positive outlook, then you're going to find that a positive outlook by you can turn your unhappy life around, and God bless.